We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower, giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. Hey, by the way, John from Huntsville just clarified. Now I get it. I totally get it now. I just wasn't tying it together. He had that one text a minute ago. He says, I bet Tim Walz loves to cook white guy meatloaf, LOL. And I was like, what is he talking about? White guy meatloaf? What is that? And then he says, Phil, did you not see the video where Tim Walz was telling Kamala he makes white guy tacos? And she responded, what is that, a taco filled with mayonnaise and tuna fish? Yeah, it was like, which is kind of funny, but at the same time, you realize if a Republican said that, they'd be excoriated for being racist. And yet, it's okay when you're a Democrat. White guy tacos. So I guess he makes white guy meatloaf, says John. Yep, there you go. All right, so the Democrat National Convention's kicking off. Let's switch shift gears here. Talk about the DNC. Now, this is going to be one for the record books, y'all. And I don't mean like this. I mean, this has got some potential for some weirdness playing out. I got a stack of stuff to go through here with it. But just so you know, Democrats are, I don't know, are they happy people? I do know some wonderful people who vote left. I don't get it. But there was one of the attorneys in my firm who has now passed away who I'd love the guy. And I used to tell him, I said, you're my favorite Democrat in the whole world. And we just laugh. We laugh. He knows. But then generally speaking, as a party, it's almost like their platform has to include misery. Because everything's built on victimhood. Everything's built on why your life is just horrible, but we're going to buy something to make your life better. I mean, there's no encouragement. There's no getting somebody, you know, to a place where they can be self-sustaining. There's none of that. It's all like you're a victim. Don't you know? Stand by us. We'll make sure that your victimhood is all on display so the world can see it. Thank you. No, thank you. Well, the interesting dynamic is that right now they're being heavily protested by their own super progressive left. And so the Democrats are in Chicago. Not since 1968 have we seen this level or potential for disruption at a DNC. Chicago 68 was a record setter. Vietnam War protesters, the fights on the, I mean, they literally had fights. Like, I don't mean just like political fights. I'm talking about fist fights on the floor of the DNC in 1968. They had to change all the rules. They had to change the way they do business. But 1968 was an awful year. They never wanted to see repeated. In fact, it literally crushed the party for a while. They had a hard time recovering from it. But I'm looking right now at 2024 and saying, ooh, you guys got it going on. You got some estimates, and I don't know how they do this, but some estimates are saying up to 100,000 protesters flooding into Chicago, some of which are going to be just, you know, holding up signs and standing there peacefully and exercising their First Amendment rights to be wrong. But others are, we're talking Antifa-based and, you know, the potential for violence and disruption and the kind who like to storm in and throw red paint on stuff and just, you know. So God bless the men and women in blue in Chicago who need every bit of support on a general basis in a city that has, you know, escalating crime and liberal policies. But now they're having to deal with madness on top of it. Here's the interesting thing. Here's an interesting thing. How about that? Let me just go back to my stack here and see which one it was. There's a story in here that talks about the hypocrisy of the Democrats in the fact that they are, here it is, Gateway Pundit. Gateway Pundit, hypocrisy on full display as the DNC erects a massive wall around the convention and mandates ID for entry. Okay, let that sink in. Actually, I take it back. They're probably going to avoid talking about the border during the DNC. But if it does get brought up, it'll be about how Trump wants to, you know, build a wall. And truth be told, whatever they say inside the DNC is going to be behind a wall because they're having it put up. They've not only got a literal wall to protect their own interests, but they've got like they're using city vehicles like snowplows or other things blocking access to the wall itself. So you've got this extra layer of protection with large scale vehicles then blocking you from the fencing and then requiring an ID to get in, which I thought was supposed to be racist because people can't possibly get a picture ID. You can't ask them to do that. That's racist. I guess it's only for voting. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on what we have now christened Meatloaf Monday. Now, I guarantee you there's somebody out there who doesn't like meatloaf. Is like, oh man, you got to find a better name.
But surprisingly, no one's really been talking about meatloaf in the text.
We did have the white guy meatloaf that text. That was it.
Yeah, that was it though.
Okay. Maybe this is not resonating. I don't know. It is with me and you though.
Yeah.
Meatloaf. All right. Hey, we're on the second dipper of the day, the DNC. So this is going to be an interesting dynamic, y'all. I mean, like not a little bit, like a lot. And there's so much to watch if you want to watch it. And yes, there will be times that I'll watch it. It'll be quite the spectacle. This is their opportunity. And they deserve the chance to try and get themselves in order. I will say this though, it's not all coming together smooth. They had up until this afternoon, at the very least, before I came upstairs to come on the air, the Democrat website for the DNC convention was still talking about Joe Biden's second term. So I got news flash. Y'all kicked him to the curb a month ago. Anyway, it had like 19 different entries where it was still for some reason listing, you know, the Biden-Harris campaign or Biden's second term or moving into his second term. Joe Biden will, no, I'm sorry. Y'all made that very clear. He's no longer welcome. He cannot play in this club. He is no longer welcome on your playground. Your sandbox is done with him. Here's a piece from the AP. What to watch as the Democrat National Convention gets underway. What to watch. So first of all, Biden speaking tonight. I mean, think about this. Up until 30 days ago, he was supposed to be the keynote speaker on the last night of the entire conference or convention. And I can't help but think this has got to be tough, man. It's got to be bittersweet. You've just been embarrassed on the national, international stage as being the guy that no one wanted anymore, so much so that even after you won the vote, they came to you and said, you got to get out. It's that bad. We're going to lose because of you. And I don't know that he's faced the music. I mean, he accepted the reality, but has he really faced the music? I don't know. But up until a month ago, AP points out, Biden had been expected to take the convention stage Thursday night as is tradition for the party's nominee. Now Biden will give a speech on the convention's opening night, as will his wife, Jill Biden, making a symbolic handoff and pressing the case why the country would be threatened if Trump is elected. Listen, what they're doing is getting him out of the way. Let's be honest. And I hate to sound quite that negative, but it's true. What they're doing is a shame. I mean, truthfully, I would think there would be more honor in saying, Joe, we'd like for you to speak on Wednesday to hand it off to Kamala to speak on Thursday. But no, the opening night, maybe they look at it, maybe the good-heartedness of the Democrat elites is saying, Joe, you're going to kick us off, buddy. You're the man. It's going to be a love fest. I mean, they're going to love on him. They're going to pat him on the head, tell him it's all good, thank you for his time, and then they're going to move on and get some other people in there to speak and talk about all the things they're really going to stand for, and the entire place is going to breathe a sigh of relief once he finishes his speech, in part because they're still going to have to be concerned that what we saw happen in June at the debate with Trump, when everything just fell out, is there's still, I guarantee you, there's still concern about what may happen when he gets to the podium. Can he hang? Will he be able to speak well after hours? Right now on CNN screen up here in the studio, I'm watching as President Biden is being shown where he'll stand, and he's walking around on the stage, and he has a little bit of that faraway look in his eyes, and I'm hoping that doesn't. I mean, I don't want him to just embarrass himself. But listen, I'm just telling you, the entire crowd is going to be collectively relieved if he makes it through the speech with some dignity and goes to the House and they get the rest of the time to go ahead. And plus, I guarantee you, they've also put him on first, in part because if it goes badly, they need time to recoup. They need time to get the wind back behind in the sails. So anyway, that's happening tonight. They'll do the celebratory roll call. They'll have all the various states there. Biden is not staying past tonight, though. Kamala Harris is expected to be there all week, but Biden is not staying past tonight. He's going to speak. He's back to probably his beach house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. What do you think? But one pundit, a Louisiana representative, Cedric Richmond, he's a Biden advisor. He's talking it up, and he says, this is their side, and he says, politicians worry about the next election, but statesmen worry about the next generation. A statesman who will pass the baton on to Kamala Harris is going to put this country first. So he's a statesman because he didn't scream in public when they forced him out. The theme for the first night is going to be for the people. It's a phrase that apparently they've been using the Kamala Harris campaign, for the people. And they're going to have any number of speakers. Tonight, though, they're also going to have Hillary Clinton, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock, and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. The only one in there who's sort of moderate is Andy Beshear. So that's tonight. And then they're also having James Taylor, which I was just bummed. Why can't James Taylor just be conservative? This would make me happy. It'd be good. So here's another thing, though. Y'all lean in on this one. You ready? This is not just for shock value. This is news, but it's going to be shocking news. Apparently, a part of the event is free abortions and vasectomies. Big Rig, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Part of the event is free vasectomies and abortions. Somebody make this make sense. Can we please worship Baal a little more? Just can we? Can we just tie our children to the Asherah pole and sacrifice them to the pagan gods? Can we please? That would just, why don't we just go ahead and build a fire and throw children into it at the DNC? This is just rude. This is just weird. Vasectomies, I mean, I really don't care, but does it strike anybody as weird that Planned Parenthood has what they call a mobile health clinic, and they're going to roll up at the DNC, and you can sign up online. You can go do a Google form, give them your name, your birthday, your contact information, secure your spot in line to step into a trailer and get a vasectomy. What? Listen. Snip, snip should not happen in a trailer in a parking lot. I'm just saying. Well, Phil, women had back alley abortions for years. Well, why are you bringing back the van then if you don't like it? Which I don't like it either. But why are you? What? What is this? Anyway, story on the Daily Caller, and I've also got it on the Federalist. Planned Parenthood plans to celebrate the start of the Democrat National Convention this week by handing out free doses of the most popular and dangerous abortifacient drug on the market from the back of an RV. Just sling them to the crowd. I mean, some people go and they like sling T-shirts and hats to the crowd, right? You know, get the T-shirt gun. Boom. T-shirts. Boom. You know, you got Abby out there slinging T-shirts to the crowd at, you know, Jordan-Hare Stadium. Nope, not here. You can go to the DNC, and they're on the back of the trailer slinging out abortion pills. Whoop, whoop. And then you got the vasectomy, which the whole thing is just bizarre. I mean, like, not even comfortably bizarre. Like, this is just weird. It says appointments on the vasectomy vehicle are in high demand. Listen, that's just... How desperate do you have to be to go online, sign up on a list, and show up at a trailer in a parking lot to have your, you know, parts snipped? Just, I don't get it. Those hoping to be sterilized fill out their Google form and show up, but right now the vasectomy vehicle is in high demand with eager registrants forming a wait list. You got a wait list for parking lot snips. Just listen. Just, I'm trying to find a nice way to say this, but there's really not one. Putting the snizzers to the unmentionables is just not something that's supposed to happen in the parking lot. But that's happening at the DNC. By the way, they're also going to have a large inflatable IUD. A large inflatable intrauterine device. They've named it. It's got a female name, Frida Womb. Frida Womb. I don't recall anything in the Republican platform that says you're not allowed to have birth control or vasectomies. I also don't recall anything at the Republican convention where we said, not only are we not opposed to it, we're going to give them out for free in the parking lot with a giant inflatable IUD.
That's crazy.
I think
after COVID, they just think people will do anything now.
Apparently that's true. At least in Chicago for the DNC. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. I got more of this. There's stuff to talk about. What are you going to see on the first few nights? And is this part of what Time Magazine calls the beginning of Joe Biden's long goodbye? Some say it is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just throwing truth bombs. I'm saying, pulling those pins on the truth grenades. All right, so listen, I got a few text messages. Let me catch up on them real quick. John from Huntsville just texted in and says, Phil, I think DNC actually stands for do not care. Accurate. TL from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, how about Mission Monday? Motivating right side ruffians for the week ahead. But if Monday needs to be a food item, he says, I like meatloaf well enough, but I think I'd rather have milkshake Monday. Milkshake Monday. I don't know, man. Meatloaf Monday setting in on me. Big Rick says he may even have a sound effect. We were talking about it. We'll see. JT Lacey Springs says the lack of Meatloaf Monday comments is due to your mention that Charlene approves. She said what she said. No discussion was required. So Charlene's approved. No one wants to chime in now because they're afraid to contradict the lovely Charlene.
That's a good point.
That's actually a good point. Okay. All right. All you rough. Listen, I can tell you right now, when I was downrange, my team knew that the only person in the world who could say things to me sometimes and get away with it was Charlene. And like, they called her the Sergeant Major on purpose. They'd say, sir, are we going to have to call the Sergeant Major on you now? Oh man, stop it. No, sir. We'll call the Sergeant Major and she will tell you if you need to. All right, fine. Allie from Athens says, wackadoodle on steroids. Will there be Kool-Aid served for refreshments? So she's talking about the DNC. Yeah, everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid. Listen, it is wackadoodle on steroids. Allie, beats all I've ever seen. I have never, if you had told me the DNC was going to have a free abortion, you know, giveaway, abortion drugs and free vasectomies in the parking lot, I'd have said, stop it. But here it is. This is what they're doing. They're so excited about it. Right next to the giant intrauterine device inflatable named Frida Womb, because they're all about, you know, preserving the womb. Teresa from Town Creek says, tonight will be a good night for Jesus to show up. You know, Teresa, I'm for that. I am for that. We're not going to know what the end times are. We will not know the time nor the place. But as my pastor said once, I think it looks a lot like what we're in. So yeah, tonight would be a mighty fine night for Jesus to show up. Navy Phil from Athens says, Joe said there was nothing special about being, hang on a second, this is like scrambled a little bit. Nothing special about being proud to be an American. God bless America, or even the national anthem he sung during the DNC convention. Well, I would hope so. My gosh, that's going to be telling if they don't sing it or do the, you know, Pledge of Allegiance or open in prayer or whatever. We're going to know. Joe from Owens Crossroads says Hungarian meatloaf and sends a recipe. Hungarian meatloaf. I've My mom used to make Hungarian goulash. I'm not sure what that was. She may have just made it up.
What is Hungarian meatloaf?
I don't know, dude. It's on a text right there, but I can't open the link to see it. This is interesting. We're in the middle of like a show about substantive matters of public policy, and we're talking meatloaf. Marshall from Dubai, because yes, for all those who are out there listening to the show, we have people even in Dubai that listen to the show. It says, don't knock the vasectomy van. Let them do as many as they can. That way the Democrats can't reproduce and foul the planet. It's a self-imposed extermination plan.
Did you see that picture?
No.
Did
where?
You see that picture that Marshall sent you?
From Marshall sent it?
The king of poo, or the prince of poo?
Oh my gosh. It sent me a picture of me wearing a crown sitting on the throne as the prince of poo. Download that thing, man. Can you download that?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. Wow. Thank you, Marshall. Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Phil, if they got the vasectomy trailer, why not just go all the way? I wonder if they have a tranny trailer. Get rid of all the body parts you don't need. Oh, geez, Jeff. Brother, you just had to go there, didn't you? Ron from Tuscumbia. Yeah, there it is. He goes, this is the Dems self-extinction program. Perfect.
Okay, so apparently Hungarian meatloaf is a hard-boiled egg in the middle of the meatloaf.
Like the whole egg?
Mm-hmm.
Like you bury an egg in the meatloaf?
Mm-hmm. It looks good, actually.
Like, so when you open it, all of a sudden, voila, there's a giant
hard-boiled egg
in the middle.
In the middle.
Why does that make it Hungarian?
I don't know. That's just what it says.
Mike from Athens says, sounds like Dale Jackson found a way in. He can register for a vasectomy while he's in Chicago. Robert from Hazel Green says, I hope Biden falls on his face tonight. Hopefully after the election, he spends the rest of his days in prison. Wow, Robert, that's rough, dude. And I'm not going there. I don't want him to fall on his face. I anticipate that the possibility exists. I certainly do, but I'd love to see him finish out and just be done. Just go. Jack from Ardmore, Alabama says, Phil, two things I think will happen. The DNC will nominate Kamala despite the rioters, or they will get fed up with the rioters, the bad press from all of her past speeches, and they'll kick her out and put Michelle Obama in. I'm hearing that, he says. Yeah, there's all that speculation. I don't think so. Here's why, Jack. Another thing they've done is they've already certified her to the states. So if you remember, they had a Zoom call. All these people talking about Kamala are forgetting the fact that in order to comply with all the state laws, because they had set their conference or convention so late, they had to certify her to the various states, 10 days ago? And so they had a Zoom call, and all the delegates actually voted by Zoom, officially made her the nominee, certified her to the states so ballots can be printed, and then added Tim Walz to it. They can't undo that now. If they do, they won't be in compliance, and they'll they won't even have Ohio on the ballot. They won't be there. So I don't think it's going to happen. All right, listen, I got a couple more texts that I'll get to when we get back, and then, oh, by the way, I got more on the DNC. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm back.
Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation here on Meatloaf Monday. I'm saying this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, very cool thing. Just a little while ago, one of our listeners emailed in through the website asking to please get connected to Inspire Advisors. So we've already connected them, and I really appreciate that. So Inspire Advisors, if you're not familiar, is one of our sponsors that just has a very cool niche. So a lot of you guys out there, I know this audience, a bunch of Right Side ruffians, you're the kind of people that stand up for what you believe in. You're also the kind of people that are doing what you can to work for the betterment of your family and maybe even set aside for your retirement. But you may be shocked to find out that sometimes the things you're investing in are actually going to things that are contrary to what you believe in. Like you may find out that some of your investment portfolio supports companies that, you know, support abortion or you know, pornography or even human trafficking. I mean, listen, it's out there and it's crazy how much you might not even realize is in your portfolio. Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they are very cool at what they do and they're good at it. They can grow your bottom line, but they can also do it with what's known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. It's a thing. BRI, they can help you figure out what's in there and give you some biblically aligned alternatives that you might want to know about. And they can do it for free. They'll sit down with you for free. They will look at your portfolio, give you a free impact report. No fuss, no muss, no upsell. Just literally starting the process of helping people out. If you want to know more about it, all you got to do is go to their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. Or too easy, just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Go to the Right Side Radio tab, sponsors, and click on it. On their logo, goes right to their website. So Inspire Advisors, y'all, it is like conservative, it's godly, it's balanced. It is financial freedom if you get down to it. Check them out. Inspire Advisors. Is that Sparky on the line? I haven't talked to Sparky in way too long. Sparky from Harvest, how are you doing, my friend?
Good. Great show. Great time. Ironically, I'm traveling to Chicago or north of Chicago this very week to attend at Great Lakes my granddaughter's boot camp graduation.
Hey.
So, on one hand, I'm extremely happy and proud. I cut my hair way down, shorter than it's been in years. I'm going to be putting on the dress blues and everything, the retiree dress blue uniform. I made sure the Navy was happy with that. And they said, no, that's great. Just make sure your stuff is tight.
Nice. Well, congratulations to her. And thank you for bringing up the next generation, man.
Yeah, and I'm very excited and proud. She's an awesome young woman. Anyway, I'm going to be staying as far away from the DNC and all the crazies and the protesters as I humanly can. And hopefully we get in and out of there without any collateral damage from whatever's going on down there. But
no doubt.
Anyway, great to hear your voice. Great show. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you too, Sparky. Thank you very much. That's good. That's his goodness. That's goodness right there. And by the way, listen, the next generation is up and coming. And I've said it on the show many, many times. There are times when you get concerned, right? You look and think, is the next generation going to carry the ball? Are they going to take up the torch and take this country to the next level and do the things that once we get older we're not able to do anymore? And there are some that would believe that no, we're losing an entire generation. I say no. There are still a bunch of youngins out there who are just as capable, if not more so. Technologically savvy, tactically proficient, physically active, love the Lord, love their country, willing to do what it takes, sacrifice selflessly. And I think that America is still out there. America lacks for leadership right now. And America doesn't lack for membership. America lacks for leadership. And we have got to get in place leadership that inspires people to engage the processes, because the capability of engaging is still there. It very much is. Here's my example. I say it all the time. Go to any small town America this fall on a Friday night. Go to the local football field under the lights and spend 20 minutes watching a local high school football game with parents cheering for their kids, smell of popcorn in the air, and kids out there playing hard and cheering, and kids as being kids. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you will see the microcosm of what America still is. Just go do it. Go reinvigorate yourself for what America still is. America does not lack for citizenship. America does not lack for membership. America lacks for leadership right now. That's what we lack. We got a clean house at the upper echelon and bring in people that will actually engage those kids in a meaningful way and tell them why their life will be an adventure if they will engage the processes that America offers. There's my mini rant. Unplanned, but enjoyable. So tonight, they are saying, got a piece here from Time Magazine, that tonight may be the first night to begin what they're calling Joe Biden's long goodbye. I mean, the man's been in D.C. for 5 decades, right? He's been a fixture in American politics since he was in his late 20s, I believe. The first day of the Democrat National Convention is designed to highlight the sitting president's accomplishments in office, they say, improving the economy strained by the pandemic, corralling Republicans to sign off on $550 billion in new infrastructure investments, negotiating lower drug prices, freeing Americans, truth, justice, and the American way. That's why all of us are so excited. That's why they wanted him off the ticket. Says Biden himself will make the case in primetime for why Vice President Kamala Harris is the best person. Here's what I Somebody said a while ago they hope to see Biden fall on his face. I don't. But here's what I would like to see. I would like to see him get off script. I would like to see his true feelings come out, because I guarantee you he's not happy. He's doing what he has to do grudgingly. He's taking one on the chin, you know. He's being put out to pasture. Hates it. His identity is being a politician. His very identity is being an elected official. And I did a whole monologue on this not long ago about the idea of being an elected official is so captivating for some that it becomes all-consuming and it becomes their identity. If your identity is not in Christ, let me just go ahead and encourage you to rethink that. If you vest yourself in things of this world, it will disappoint. And Joe Biden right now, I believe, is probably living proof of that. He is seeing right now that his identity was totally vested in the idea of being the elected official. And just when he thought he was going to get it and be the second term president, the pinnacle of all he's ever aspired to, they jerked it away from him because his identity was in the wrong place. He is now suffering the consequences. I hope tonight he gets up there and gets off script and you get a little taste of how Joe really feels about it. That's what I hope. I hope he gets up there. A little bit of Angry Joe comes out. You've seen Angry Joe. He gets up there and speaks. Next thing you know, he's like, just getting mad, man. Corn Pop's a bad dude. Carried a chain. But I hope he slips up and makes sure that people knows how he feels about the way he was treated. I hope he does. I've got a piece here that talks about what it's like downtown right now. I don't know Chicago well. I love Chicago. Why? I don't know. I just do. From afar, I think it's a cool city. Charlene and I, our favorite TV show right now is Chicago Fire. I love knowing that there's real people that live there, that it's the city of the big shoulders. It's the, you know, it's on the Great Lakes. It's the windy city. It's a place where they've got, you know, great athletic teams. And, you know, are you a Sox fan or a Cubs? You know, what are you going to do? Chicago Fire, what are you going to do? And so I look at all of this and I think, Chicago, man, it's just been buried by liberal policies. And right now, liberals have canvassed upon it. And businesses downtown are really kind of worried. So it's starting to look like this is townhall.com. Starting to look like 2020 in Chicago as downtown businesses are preparing for next week's DNC by boarding up their storefronts. Thousands of pro-Hamas protesters and other activists are expected to descend on the city and the store owners, many of whom have experience with past looters, are attempting to minimize the risk to their stores. And they interviewed several. I mean, when they mentioned 2020, what they're saying is during COVID, when everything shut down and nobody was out and about. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson insists the city is ready. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has dismissed fears about the 2024 DNC looking like the 68 convention. But I will say this, there's businesses boarding up that could be benefiting from, you know, a massive influx of people that want to buy things. But instead, you've got a massive influx of people that may want to break things. Okay, so last couple things, and I'll finish this up with some text message from you guys. The biggest amount of protest, we got pro-abortion protesters. We've got protesters there that are there on economic policy and social justice issues. But the vast majority of concern right now is related to the far left progressives' anti-Israel stance. There's a ton right now of the pro-Palestine, anti-Israel, Antifa action going on. It's a weird dichotomy. Like they can't even see the forest for the trees. You look at them and think, okay, guys, you do recognize that Hamas is a terrorist organization. They bomb and kill innocent people. They raped and pillaged all across Israel on October 7th. But you're calling on Israel to be the one to back down. Well, Israel's genocidal. Have you been to Israel? It is one of the most homogenous societies in the world. They take in people from all over. If you are Jewish anywhere in the world, you are allowed to apply for citizenship in Israel. Did you know that? It doesn't matter whether you're from, you know, pasty white Europe or whether you're an African Jew. It doesn't matter. If you are Jewish and you want to apply for citizenship in Israel, you can. We have a ton of Americans who have dual citizenship because they're Jewish and they have citizenship in Israel. There are actually military reservists that live in the United States that have to fly home to report to duty, and they do. It's an entirely different dynamic, and it is anything but genocidal. But that's what they're saying on the streets, and we're going to watch and wait and see. Last thing I'll say, a story here on creators.com, a website that I don't usually go to, and not that I avoid it, I just don't usually go to it, talks about the fact that Operation Harris for President is now one of the shadiest in media history. This is going to be the week when Kamala Harris, whose ratings just over a month ago were at 38%, one of the lowest ever in the history of rating vice presidents. She's gotten a 10% bump in the polls because of fair media, or not fair, but basically glossy media. And this is going to be her pep rally. This is going to be her conference. And we're going to wait and watch and see. I expect her to get a bit of a bump out of this. It's to be expected. Democrats are going to get fired up. The question is, for the next 77 days, which is what we have left, for the next 77 days, can they maintain it? My hope is no. But y'all, we got to run 77 days like a scalded dog, is what I'm saying. All right, take me to a break there, Big Rig. We'll do that right now and come right back. Wrap up some texts from y'all. It's go home time here on a Meatloaf Monday. How many of y'all are going to eat meatloaf now? That's what I want to know. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.